This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Today we are discussing Carlisle's two-year associate program, how it works, and what it's like, from the perspective of three Carlisle associates. And with us today are Jordan Parker, an associate on the Distressed Investing Team in New York City, Jessica Holton, an associate on the U.S. Buyout Team, specializing in consumer retail, also from New York City, and Robert Culp, an associate on the U.S. Buyout Team here in D.C., focusing on the technology, media, and telecom sectors. Welcome, Jordan, Jessica, and Robert.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
So as way of background, the Carlisle two-year associate program is the point of entry for the investing side of the firm. Associates graduate from college, typically work on Wall Street for 2 years, and then come to Carlisle for 2 years as an associate. And after those 2 years, many go to business school, and then some return as senior associates. Before we jump in, I'd like to just learn a little bit about each of you. Something special about yourself, a hobby, some experience, or an interest. Robert, why don't we start with you?
My favorite sport growing up was basketball, and claim to fame is I played Steph Curry in high school. He was in my conference, and he's now the MVP of the NBA. It's pretty cool to have seen what he was like in high school and how much he has developed and gotten better every year. And so he's definitely a hometown hero for me.
Outside of work, I really like to plan trips. So a bunch of my friends make fun of me for the trip that I planned to South Africa and created an entire PowerPoint to outline what we were doing every day. And most interestingly, I chose to go to Iceland over New Year's.
And Jordan.
Before I was an associate at Carlisle, I was actually an associate at my local neighborhood grocery store. And there was a bagging competition one day. And there's a whole circuit. There's the local level, there's the district, the regionals, the state. And what I was really going for was the international competition in Las Vegas. I didn't make it quite all the way there, but managed to go a couple rungs, and it was a real blast.
Did you tell the recruiter that when you applied for the Carlisle job?
I keep the award, the 2008 Bag and Brag Challenge, right there on the resume.
Now let's talk about the associate program and Carlisle. Jessica, what, first of all, got you interested in finance in general, and then private equity in Carlisle in particular?
I had majored in finance and accounting in college, and I found myself attracted to the financial analysis and interpreting those numbers and the modeling skills, and that led me to investment banking. Our clients were private equity firms, so we got to see investments across all industries, whether it be acquiring them or bringing them public or selling them to a strategic or another sponsor. And I found myself wanting to be on that side of the table. I also felt like private equity was a very good marriage of my finance and accounting skills and affinity, as well with my goal of one day starting a company. I think private equity is a really good way to see the financial analysis part of things while seeing the operations and what it takes to build a good company that is exciting to invest in.
I came from a long line of accountants, my mother, my father, and my older brother. So I had it coming from all sides when I was growing up. I also had this real passion in engineering, which you don't necessarily see that often in the people that go in and do accounting, and ended up doing a management and technology program where you were both doing Wharton classes, so all this business and economics, finance, accounting, and then also an electrical engineering degree. Ultimately discovered that I really enjoyed the business side of things a lot more, that kind of the dollars and cents to me is what made my mind tick. Spent some time in Los Angeles working in an investment bank, and then had the opportunity to interview with Carlisle, and was lucky enough to come to the East Coast and work in the distress team, where you're really focused on what's the downside and looking at situations that not everyone likes to take a look at. There's some hair on the deal that keeps a lot of investors away from it. I thought that was really fascinating to put on our thinking hats and go through that type of analysis.
My passion for business started in high school. I had several summer jobs, and I was really fortunate to actually work with the entrepreneurs of those businesses, and their passion for their own companies rubbed off on me. And then from that point, I knew I wanted a career in business. And when I was choosing in college what to major in, I chose finance because I thought that would give me the best chance to learn about all different types of companies and learn about what makes companies tick. I pursued the investment banking path, keeping in mind that I wanted to eventually look at opportunities to be on the investing side. And I thought private equity was really exciting because not only were you able to make the investment decision, but you're also able to partner with management teams to lead companies. And so not only were we the capital, but you're also able to play a role in the operations and the strategy and the planning for the business. And when it came to what got me interested in Carlyle, it was really about the people and the global presence.
So you're out of college, you've worked either on Wall Street or, in Jordan's case, at a firm on the West Coast. And those programs typically last around 2 years or so. And then there's that next step. And so each of you had interest in private equity?
Yes, I did. Those conversations and interviewing are usually set up with headhunters or placement firms who help you get in touch with private equity firms.
Recruiters set you up with firms across the nation and across all industry groups. So I was trying to focus on a consumer retail industry. At Carlyle, the interview process is set up such that you interview specifically with that group rather than Carlyle as the entire firm.
Let's peel the onion a little there. When you encountered the headhunter for the first time or the recruiter, did they say, Robert, we're interested in you for this job, or we're interested in you for Carlyle, and then you figure out where within the firm?
That's correct. When you're talking to a recruiter, they'll tell you exactly which fund there's an opportunity for and which fund they think you may be a good fit for. And then you interview with a specific group.
And Jordan, how'd you end up on the distressed team?
Out there in LA and bank I was working for, ended up working with a lot of these firms and looking at a lot of these distressed situations. And I really enjoyed that nature of the work, really digging in, thinking diligently through different things and looking at it a little bit of a different compared to how everyone else was thinking about it. So when the search firms came out to the West Coast, I was talking to them about my experience, what I was interested in, but a big focus for me was coming back to the East Coast, and Carlyle fit the bill. And I met the team, and the people is what makes the position and what really sold me on coming here.
Now, did any of you get offers anywhere else? And if so, why did you choose Carlyle?
I was interviewing with another firm in a different city, and they also had a focus on consumer and retail. So when I was choosing between the two firms, I looked at what the people were like and if I could see myself not only getting along with them, but feeling like I was part of a team, and that very much existed at Carlyle. It was very clear from the beginning that every single person who we interviewed with, and that was my whole entire group, was invested in who we were as people, getting to know not only the skills that we could add to the team, but how they could help us further our career.
Jordan.
Interviewing with Carlyle was hands down the best experience going through that whole cycle. After I'd gone through the initial phone screen, they brought me into the LA office and set up a teleconference with a member of our London team, the guy who runs the fund over there, and then later fly to New York City and meet with the rest of the team. And the amount of care that they put into developing the junior talent was just apparent, and how seriously they take this recruiting process and knowing that the people are really what matters. After going through that, it was, let's cancel everything else because this is really the only place that I want to be.
Robert?
What set Carlyle apart for me was also the people and how sharp everyone was, how they really thought thoroughly through ideas. When they explained the way that Carlyle approaches investing, it made a lot of sense to me. From my conversations and from my interviews, everything told me that it was a culture that I would enjoy being in, one of constant development, constant learning, diversity. The other thing that I was really interested in was working on deals in international markets. Carlyle had an unmatched global presence.
Give me an overview of what you do. What is the day in the life of an associate?
I spend about half of my time on looking at new opportunities for investments and half of my time on the portfolio company that I'm on. So on the new deal side, from the early perspective, we're looking at the financials of a company, how they're growing, what drives growth. We're also getting to know the competitive landscape. Are they the number one or number two player, or are they further down? Is there room for them to grow, or are they already the market leader? And getting to know what kind of value creation we can help them with if we were to invest. So at any given time, I'm looking at maybe 3 to 5 different new deals. And I think that's what keeps it really interesting, because even though we focus by industry, there's always something to learn in personal care versus skin care versus entertainment within consumer retail. On the portfolio company side, that splits off into two different types of things that an associate does. We communicate with our investors how the investment is going. So that means we're tracking their financial performance and how they're tracking to budget and how they're tracking to our investment case, what we thought that they were going to do when we invested. But we're also partnering with the management team, having a lot of discussions on how things are going on a day-to-day basis, where they're at in implementing their growth initiatives, and anything that we can do to partner with the portfolio company and provide resources that Carlyle has to offer.
So each of you came to Carlyle following an interview process that at least gave you the impression that your opinion would count and that people cared about you. Now you've been here at least a year each. What is the culture like? Is the belief and the reality in sync with each other?
Absolutely. And it's so much so that you almost forget how special it is. We hired a new guy recently, and we said, wow, you know, you're really lucky to be at a place where people value what you say. And I did a double take. I said, well, isn't that everywhere? Because it's what I'd seen. I'd been at Carlyle. He said, no, like at my old shop, we didn't do that. And it spoke volumes to the fact that every day you come in and you're a fully fledged member of the deal team and you're asked your opinion and what you say really counts.
The culture at Carlyle is incredibly special and incredibly unique. One thing that illustrates the culture at Carlyle is our group's typical Monday. It kicks off with a Monday morning meeting where we go through all the deals that we've been working on, what our portfolio companies are up to, and how we can succeed and how we can create value for our investors. Then a few hours later, that same Monday, we have a team lunch and we sit down, the 11 of us, and we discuss our families and where everyone spent the weekend, getting to know each other on a personal level. Those two elements of Carlyle are both incredibly important, feeling like you're part of a team, but also like you're at a world-class firm that creates value and is very successful.
So Robert, when associates join at Carlyle, do you get thrown in the deep end or do we actually help you figure things out?
When an associate joins, one of the first things that we do is participate in the global associate training. Carlyle associates from all over the globe come to Washington, D.C. for several days and get to interact with these other associates from different businesses, different geographies, and different funds. This time helps us get acclimated to what Carlyle is like, what the values of Carlyle are. It's really special because of the speakers who come and talk to us, who tell us what Carlyle is like. The founders, managing directors, and operating executives will speak to us. And also, there are social hours, so we get to have the time to get to know each other better. I think it really does help people get prepared to hit the ground running.
Now we need some news you can use. So for someone on Wall Street who wants to come and apply for the associate program here, what's one piece of advice you would give or a way to differentiate him or herself in the process?
Really demonstrating interest in the firm and the specific fund where you might be interviewing can really set a candidate apart. It's amazing how much information is available now with the Carlyle Group website. There's past portfolio companies, current portfolio companies, people's biographies. You can really get a sense for what this place is and get a sense if it's the right place for you. And I think the candidate who does spend time going through all that really puts themselves in a good position.
Being able to show an interest in the industry that you're going into, because it really makes a difference when you're day in and day out looking at one particular industry and all the companies you're looking at are driven by very similar growth factors. It's important to have a passion for that industry. That's very apparent when you're talking about it even before you're on the job.
Do you have a memorable experience or something that touched your heart in some way or tickled your brain in some way in the past year?
Something really interesting happened with a portfolio company. The first board meeting that we had, I was talking to the CEO, and we were actually talking about sports and his favorite team, Clemson. And so I told him my grandparents are from South Carolina. We got more into it and found out that my grandmother actually taught him in high school.
Jessica?
One memorable experience was the first time that I went to a board meeting for Vogue. We were able to see all of the innovations for the next few years. They showed us what the bottles looked like, and they even had samples of the shampoo and conditioner. It was this really cool experience that we were getting to see this high-growth company and the innovation in real time, and we got to see how excited the founder was to show us what he had created.
Jordan.
It was early on in the time I'd started here, but having come from that kind of banking background, it's very hierarchical. Here at Carlyle, I'd say the hierarchy is still there, but the amount of autonomy that the associate has is a lot greater. So I was trying to get in touch with someone who had worked on a transaction at one of the investment banks. And I reached out looking for somebody at my peer level, an associate, maybe a VP. About 30 minutes later, I find myself on the phone with two managing directors from this investment bank. And I said, wow, I couldn't imagine a year ago being in this position where it's two managing directors, me, and they're the ones who are saying, hey, can we do anything for you? What can we help you with? But it was at the time, really mind-blowing.
Jordan, Jessica, and Robert, thank you for an interesting discussion on what it's like to be an associate at Carlyle. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlyle ValueCast.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlyle.com. This has been a Carlyle ValueCast podcast.